بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in today's pre-khutbah talk, there are two topics that will be addressed, inshallah. The first, which we will discuss towards the end of the talk, is of course the shocking, horrifying, sad and disturbing news that many of us awoke to this morning, the events that took place in Christchurch, New Zealand, where senselessly up to 40 or even more of our innocent brothers, sisters and children were killed. The second topic is related to racism. Since we are in what is known as Anti-Racism Week, which commenced yesterday. Annually in South Africa, from the 14th of March up to the 21st of March, Heritage Day, Racism or Anti-Racism Week is held. So let us try and be part of this great initiative. For Islam is certainly at the forefront of promoting anti-racism. Let us use this week, Anti-Racism Week, to create awareness about racism, its ill effects, and the broad impact it has on the lives of individuals and societies. And, of course, as Muslims, it is important for us to use this opportunity to learn about Islam's view on racism. What does the Quran say about racism, and how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam deal with racism in his society in Madinatul Munawwarah? There were certain incidents and events in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that could have been interpreted or referred to as racism, or that was spurred on by racist remarks and so forth. First, let us understand what is racism. Every now and again, we are exposed to this term and we hear of it in the media and so forth. Racism is the belief that one race is superior to another, or that one color of skin is superior to another, or that the people of a country are superior to the people of another country. That is basically the definition of racism. To harbor within oneself a sense of superiority. Even though one may not express it, many a times it is not expressed. It is a hidden feeling, a belief. Sometimes it is evident in the way we speak to somebody. Sometimes it is evident and it is noticed in the way we treat some people compared to others because of their racial background, because of the language that they speak, or because of the country that they hail from. The first creation of Allah, who was responsible for this deed and for this crime of racism, was none other than Iblis, Shaitan. He was the first who expressed the sense of superiority over who? Over Banu Adam. And today he's using that very same deed to disunite people and disunite communities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Iblis, Shaitan, the devil. Allah said to him, مَا مَنَعَكْ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكْ. Oh Iblis, I instructed every one of you to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. What prevented you? What stopped you? Why did you not follow my commandment? Look at his response. He says, قَالْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. I'm superior to him. I am better than him. That sense of superiority, which stems from pride, by the way, which stems from arrogance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, Al-kibr, batrul haq wa ghamtun nas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defines arrogance and pride for us. What is arrogance? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, batrul haq, to reject the truth. Something is said to you, it's the truth, it applies to you, but you reject it, you don't accept it. And secondly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ghamtun nas, to treat people in a condescending way, to look down on others, to feel you are better than others because of the color of your skin, or because of the language that you speak, or because of your academic achievements, or because of the position that you hold, or because of the knowledge that you have, the sense of superiority. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is ghamtun nas, looking down on others, for whatever reason it may be. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the source of that is kibr, pride and arrogance. So shaitan was the first one who was guilty of this crime of regarding himself better to be better than the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed this aspect of racism in the Quran, not directly, but there are certain general ayat in the Quran that relate to this issue and from which you and I can take great lessons. The first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. Allah says, and from amongst the ayat, many a times Allah uses this expression in the Quran, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ. And from the ayat, what does this mean, from the ayat, from the signs that point you towards Allah, subhanAllah, amongst the miracles of Allah, amongst the signs of Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His sign, what is the sign pointing towards? It is pointing towards Allah. Meaning, when Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists certain and enumerates certain signs and ayat from us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us that through this ayah you can reach Allah. Through the sign you can get to know Allah. You can learn of Allah. Allah says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِ. And amongst the ayat, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, is the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ وَالْسِنَتِكُمْ. Amongst the signs of Allah are the different languages that you speak. This is a sign of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that since this is a sign of Allah, it should be revered. It should be respected when the person speaks a different language, whatever language it may be. You are not allowed to disrespect the language that he speaks, or to make fun of him because of the language that he speaks. Why is that? Because you are making fun at what Allah has called a sign, a miracle of Allah. What a powerful way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this issue of racism. So again, during this week of anti-racism, which culminates with Heritage Day, let us create this awareness about racism, and let us see how we as Muslims, who should be at the forefront of anti-racism, how we can firstly study it, or study the Quran's view on racism, Islam's view on racism, and how we can impart this to others and teach others what Islam has to say with regards to racism. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the different languages that people speak, these are from the signs of Allah. Do not ever ridicule a person, and do not ever mock a person or poke fun at a person because of the language that he speaks. You are mocking the sign of Allah. وَاخْتِلَافِ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the different colors of your skin, the different skin colors that you have. You have a certain skin color, not because you opted to have that color, but that was a color that was chosen for you by Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the different colors that you see in skin, these are also from the signs of Allah. So if you consider yourself to be superior to the next person because of the color of your skin or because of the color of his skin, you are again ridiculing, undermining, and you are in fact underestimating one of the signs and one of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us that all of us come from one father and from one mother. And from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about the different colors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says these are the ayat and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because the next person has a different skin color than mine, I am required, from a Quranic perspective, I'm required to honor that person and to revere that person. Why? Because that skin color is a miracle of Allah. It is a sign of Allah. And the moment I ridicule him because of the color of his skin or treat him in a disrespectful way because of his race, then I am disrespecting a sign from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, at the end of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in these ayat, the different languages that you speak, the different colors of your skin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, therein lies signs, reminders, for who? For al-alimeen, those who have knowledge. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to draw our attention to the fact that racism and having racist tendencies stems from ignorance. A person who is devoid of education, uneducated, a person who is ignorant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such a person will be guilty of racism. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. Allah says, those who have ilm, those who have knowledge, those who are educated, they will never harbor these type of tendencies and be guilty of committing racism. So that's the first ayah that deals with this aspect of different languages that people speak and the different races that they belong to. The second ayah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, waja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses all of mankind. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum. Listen, all of mankind, whichever country you come from, whichever race you belong to, whichever language we speak, O insan, all of annas, inna khalaqnakum, we have created you min dhakarin wa untha, from a single male and a female. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا. Allah says, we made you into different families. وَقَبَائِلَ, we made you into different tribes and into different races. The reason for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is لِتَعَارَفُ. Not so that you consider your race to be better than the next race. Not so that you consider your country to be better than the next country or the language that you speak to be better than the next language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتَعَارَفُ, so that you get to know one another. Subhanallah. You get to share one another's cultures. You get to learn of the next person. How boring and how unexciting it would be if the entire universe, the entire world was one race, one culture. Think about that. Just yesterday I was with a group of people and we were discussing the different dishes that we had the opportunity to have when we went to different countries. Allah says, that's the whole idea. لِتَعَارَفُ. You get to share your cultures with each other. And you get to know each other. And you get to learn about each other. It's supposed to bring you together. To make you stronger, not to separate you. لِتَعَارَفُ. So that you get to know one another. You learn from one another. You share one another's cultures. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the criteria in the sight of Allah is not the color of your skin. It is not your racial background. It is not the language you speak. The criteria in the sight of Allah, the criteria that determines superiority of one over the other, Allah says is righteousness. It is taqwa. And guess what? Taqwa is invisible. Taqwa is invisible. It's only visible to Allah. So no one has the right to determine who is better than the next except Allah. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. A third ayah. So we have discussed two ayat related to this aspect. Again, for those who arrived late, yesterday, the 14th of March, marked the beginning of Anti-Racism Week. It lasts right up to the 21st of March. Hence, we thought it would be appropriate for us to use this week to, you know, to speak about racism and to create awareness with regards to racism, and more importantly, what does Quran and Rasulullah ﷺ teach about racism and how Nabi ﷺ dealt with racism in his society and his community. The third ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawm, asa an yakunu khayran minhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have brought iman. Before we go into the translation of the ayah, let us understand the incident that prompted the revelation of this verse. There was a sahabi by the name of Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, a great sahabi. Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala. The sahaba explained, the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala who described him, they said, Kana fi udhunihi waqr. He had a disability, a hearing disability. And because of his hearing disability, and look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he already taught us 1400 years ago that special arrangements and special needs or special planning should be put in place for those who have a certain disability. Today when we go to a public place, we find that there are arrangements made for those who have certain disabilities. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam introduced this in the community of Madinatul Munawwara 1400 years ago. He understood that the sahabi of his, Thabit bin Qais radiallahu ta'ala, had a hearing disability. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the congregation, allow him to sit next to me because of his hearing disability. So whenever he would come in the congregation and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be delivering a talk, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be teaching the sahaba, he would tell the sahaba, tafassahu, tafassahu, give him way. Sahaba understood that this person has a weakness, he has a disability, special arrangements for him. He would sit beside the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Thabit ibn Qais. And he was a great sahabi. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about Thabit ibn Qais, huwa fil jannah, this man is definitely going to Jannah. Guaranteed Jannah. On one occasion, Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he arrived late for the Fajr Salah, so he missed one rak'ah. Now it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice. Every day after Fajr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have a dars. He would have a lesson for the sahaba. He would sit with the sahaba and he would advise them, and there was some discussions that would take place. It was his daily habit after the Fajr Salah. So that day, Thabit ibn Qais arrived late. And when the Salah completed, Sahaba rushed around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began the lesson. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they left their places wherever they were seated and they came and they all rushed around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone wanted to be close to the Nabi of Allah. Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he completes his Salah, but he knows he needs to be in the front. He has a disability. So from the back, he starts telling the people, tafassahu, 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 give me way. Everyone knows this is Thabit ibn Qais, special arrangements for this man. And they start moving and giving him way until he comes to the front. He is right in the front between him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is one man. وَبَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ رَجُلٌ. There's one man. He's one man away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells this man, tafassah, move. I need to be next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لَهُ الرَّجُلُ قَدْ وَجَدْتُ مَجْلِسًا فَجْلِسٍ. The man said, listen here, I got you first. I'm not moving. Sit wherever you are. فَجَلَسَ ثَابِتْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِ مُغْدِبًا. Thabit ibn Qais sat behind him, but he was angry. He was upset. Why did he not move for me? ثُمَّ قَالَ. He asked the sahabi next to him, مَنْ هَذَا. Who's this guy in the front? Who is this man? Why did he not move? So the sahabi said to him, he said to Thabit, that, قَالُ فُلَان, this is so and so. So Thabit said, oh, Ibn Fulana. Ah, this is the son of that woman. That woman. He made a condescending comment. The mother of this man, the man who was asked to move, his mother had a shady type of reputation because of Ayyam Jahiliyyah. During the days of Jahiliyyah, right, she was known to have a bad reputation for whatever reason. So he made this comment to the man. And quite a few people knew about his mother. Of course, again, this was in Yami Jahiliya, the days of Jahiliya, the pre-Islamic era. And he then said to this man, so he made this comment. So this man was embarrassed. فَاسْتَحْيَ الرَّجُلُ. He was absolutely embarrassed because he brought up his mother and everyone knew about his mother. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ heard the comment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba in front of the entire congregation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنِ ذَاكِرْ فُلَانَ. Who said something about this man's mother? فَقَامَ ثَابِتْ. Thabit stood up. The man with the disability. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I made the comment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Thabit, stand up. Unzur fi wujuhi al-qawm. Thabit, look around you. Look at the congregation. Study the faces that are sitting here this morning. فَنَظَرَ. Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looked. He studied the faces of all the people in the congregation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Thabit, مَا رَأَيْتَ يَا Thabit. Thabit, what do you see? What have you seen in my community? I'm trying to build a community, a society. What have you seen in my community, O Thabit? Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, رَأَيْتُ أَبْيَضْ وَأَحْمَرْ وَأَسْوَدْ. O Nabi of Allah, there are those with white-colored skin. There are those with red-colored skin. There are those with black-colored skin in your congregation. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, exactly, Thabit. Exactly, ya Thabit. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَفْضُلُهُمْ. You are not superior to any one of them. You are not superior to any one of them. إِلَّا بِالدِّينِ وَالتَّقْوَى. Except on the basis of your deen and your righteousness. That's the community that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built. And that's the society that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left in Madinatul Munawwara. We as Muslims are required to uphold and maintain that community that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had worked to achieve and to build. And successfully did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do so in Madinatul Munawwara. The community of Medina was a multiracial society. There were Arabs, there were the likes of Abdullah bin Salam, Safiya bin Huyay, from a Jewish background. You had Bilal al-Habshi, the African Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the community of Medina to Munawwara. You had Salman al-Farsi, who was of Asian descent. You had Suhaib al-Rumi, who was an European. Look at the community, the society that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had built. Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkatul Mukarramah, the greatest event in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On that occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Bilal is coming back to Makkatul Mukarramah 8 years later. After migration from Makkah, he comes back to Makkatul Mukarramah 8 years later as the muadhin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did the people of Makkah know of Bilal? They knew he's an African slave. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the target of their insults. Bilal was the target of their mockery. He was the target of their persecution. Bilal was a nobody when he came, when he left Makkah. He comes into Makkah. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He uses the greatest occasion. On the greatest occasion, he tells Bilal, climb up to the Kaaba. Stand on the Kaaba, Bilal, and call out the adhan. Teaching this community, they were shocked, those Arabs who knew Bilal, his masters, when they saw Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, there were one or two of them who nudged each other, and what did they say? They say, Undur ila hadha al-abd. Look at this slave. Look at him, who is he? He's standing on the Kaaba calling out the adhan. Immediately the ayah was, the verse of the Quran was revealed. Inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum. The most honored in the sight of Allah is the one who has the most amount of piety. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuha nas, ala inna rabbakum wahid. Your Rabb is one. You all have one Rabb. Brothers, like I said, many a time we don't express it. We might not come out saying and claim we are racist. But many a time we find the manner we treat others, the way we look at others, the way we speak about others, the type of language we use towards others, these are the type of things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of. Others might not know about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. And it's about time we learn to embrace others. لِتَعَارَفُ. Remember, every person is a sign from Allah. Take you back to that verse where Allah says that the different language, don't mock that language, you are mocking my sign. Don't mock that color, you are mocking my sign. That is my miracle, my sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us in this world in order to direct us towards the one Allah. Brothers, as I said in the beginning of the talk, many of us woke up this morning to the horrifying news and the very sad and disturbing news of the senseless killings of those innocent Muslims in Christchurch in New Zealand. Firstly, our deepest condolences and the most sincerest of our condolences to the families of those who lost their loved ones. And really, this is the direct result of the Islamophobic rhetoric. This is a direct result of the anti-Islamic comments made by certain politicians, made by certain community leaders. Sometimes community leaders, sometimes politicians do not realize the far-reaching effect and the damaging effect of the comments that they make when they are addressing a community. In our country also, coming back to this issue of anti-racism and racism, you have politicians who every now and again are hell-bent on fueling tensions amongst different races. Look at the consequences, what it can lead to. It will lead to murder. It will lead to land grabbing. It will lead to killing. It will lead to the destruction and the usurping of property. So this is a lesson for our politicians, for our community leaders, with regards to the Rajab, the Hilal of Rajab, the controversy. There again, very important, the religious leaders as to how they address the issue. You have your difference, we respect the difference, we respect the verdict. But you don't go about expressing your verdict by using condescending terms and using such language towards the opposition that incites tension and that creates dissent within the Muslim community. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive those who have left this world, who are martyrs in the sight of Allah. They were in the house of Allah. Multiple shootings took place in two different masajid. Many of us are aware. Many of us saw the footage as well, very disturbing footage. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. And it is sad that despite this event that took place, there are certain politicians who came out again making remarks such as, well, you know, it is due to the relaxation of the immigration laws that allow these immigrants to come into our country, and that is something that we should be concerned about. Is this a time to be making these type of comments? And let's tie it up with our topic of discrimination and racism. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about this, the ill effects and the damaging effects that this type of attitude will have on the larger community. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them sabr. Let us take lessons from these brothers. Let us spare a moment and pray for them, make dua for them as well. It is very, very, very disturbing to know what had happened to our Muslims in that part of the country. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to use this opportunity for us to realize that every Muslim is my brother. Look at the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the politicians today, the rhetoric and the anti-racism remarks they are making. Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he came to Madinah to Munawwara. His first public sermon, his first public address to the community was what? Ya ayyuhan nas, afshus salam, afshus salam, afshus salam. Spread peace, spread peace. Spread peace. Wat'imut ta'am. Feed the hungry. Look after the poor. Wasallu bil layli wa nasu niyam. Observe prayers at night while everyone is asleep. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.